some states where Omicron peaked earlier are already ending their statewide mask mandates in schools. New COVID case levels in Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon are dropping drastically. They say they'll soon let individual school districts decide whether the mandates are appropriate, but is it safe to do so? Joining us now is Dr. Monica Gandhi. She is an infectious disease expert at the University of California in San Francisco. And Dr. Gandhi, parents are confused. So what do you say? Keep the mask or drop the mask?
Well, it is extremely confusing because you have about 10 people at once saying different things. So to be fair, the CDC is not saying anything yet. The policy lab, which is the Children's Hospital in Pennsylvania, just 2 days ago said that it should go to mask optional in schools, which means children can definitely choose to wear it, but not everyone needs to wear it. And that was really a policy lab's been very influential in American society to these decisions. And then you'll hear everyone all over the place, either mask optional or having a metric. One metric that keeps on being brought up is having 80% ICU capacity in the region. And that is what New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, and Oregon were responding to when they said that school mask mandates will end in about a month, is they were looking at hospitalization rates. And I think that is the appropriate metric instead of case rates, because our case rates are all over the place. We don't record rapid testing. We test differently. So a hospital capacity is the right time.
Here's what I want to know, though. And I'm a grandparent. I'm not a parent, but I do have a four-year-old granddaughter. And let me tell you, her school is a petri dish for colds, not necessarily COVID. Will my child get sick if they go to school without their mask with COVID?
Well, I think that's actually a great question, because it is true that little children get exposed to a lot of viruses and pathogens when they're growing up. There will be two ways of thinking about this, or two lines of thought. Pediatric immunologists, some, will say you actually need to be exposed to some pathogens when you're growing up. It actually helps diversify your immune system and make it more robust. And then others will say, when we're still having COVID, let's not have any exposures in schools. So I do think that it depends on where you stand on it. In general, less than five-year-olds are very low risk for having severe COVID, which is a blessing. And essentially no other country but the United States masks children less than five, because the World Health Organization has only asked for masking at five and up.
Dr. Gandhi, because the country is so large and COVID seems to be so tricky, can there be a uniform mask policy coming out of Washington, period?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound so emphatic, but I actually think that is exactly what we need. And you can see this ramped up conversation in CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. Everyone is saying we need federal guidance, because that is what the CDC and HHS are there for, is to give us federal guidance. Again, I would recommend hospitalization metrics, either 80% ICU capacity is in your region, maybe 10 over 100,000 COVID hospitalizations per day, whatever they choose. Please, federal government, give us some guidance so we can be uniform.
One final question. I've got 30 seconds, but BA2, should we be prepared if we drop our masks to put them back on again?
Well, it's a great question. So in regions that are highly vaccinated and highly immune, BA2 did not deter the progress in falling in Europe. So that's Denmark is a good example. UK is a good example. In places of lower vaccination, BA2 can prolong those cases coming down. So I would say when you think about a hospitalization metric of masks, it really should include at some level vaccination rates as well.
Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Gandhi, thanks for being with us.